to stand before you. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the word. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do, because, God, I don't know how you're going to use me, but, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to fulfill your word. I'm ready to do what you've called me to do. But I thank you, God, whenever you just show up. Thank you, Lord. Help me to be the teacher in which you have called me to be. Help me, God, to break the yokes, Lord God. Help me, God, to impart something into the body of Christ. God, I just want to do your will. I just want to live for you. Because I know, God, what you did just for me. I honor you. I give your name the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, you know, when Pastor asked me this week, I said, he said, "Are you ready? You gonna preach or not?" I said, "Oh God." So when he talks like that, I know sometimes the body, we get tired. And we are human beings. And I honor my pastor. And I respect him. So, you know, God always got a word within the spirit. And, you know, like I say, I'm very funny about, you know, who I listen to when I worship. Because I take worship seriously. I know what worship has done for me. And I was inspired by this song. But I'll play it at the end. But when I heard the song, it gave me so much revelation. And I was like, Lord, that is so powerful. And then when Pastor had asked me, God says, "I want you to minister on that song." And I said, "Okay, God. If you're telling me to minister on that song, then you're going to give me the word." And that's what he did. And my topic today, we're coming out the book of the song, 91st song. The 91st song, and when you have it, I want you to stand. And we come in with the 14th verse, and then we're going to read down to the 16th verse. Just stand. Amen. Amen. Songs 91. And the 14th verse reads as follows. If you have it, it says, "Because he has set his love." Now, I shouldn't be the only one reading. All right. Coming from the 14th verse, we got it? Amen. All right. "Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Have a seat. And the word that God gave me is, he knows my name. He knows my name. And God told me to ask the body of Christ, does God really know your name? He knows my name. But does God really know your name? What's different about you since you gave your life to Christ? Is there any real change in your life? That's what God says now. He said, when you gave your life to Christ, that should be a picture. And now, he said, there should be a picture about your life. So if I was to do an interview on everybody in here, what's different about your life from the beginning until now? Does God really know your name? See, this is going to be deep today. What things have you changed since you've given your life to Christ? There should be a different walk. There should be a different talk. There should be something different about you. If you did any interviews, what are they going to say about you? And I always challenge my children, see. I go and do one-on-one with my kids. And I tell them, I was talking to Jesse last week, and I said, Jesse, you know, sometimes I believe I just intimidate people. Because when they get around me, they don't know how to act. I said, I'm breaking it down for you, baby. What you see is what God has did in me. See, when you grow up, did you see your mama act any other way? He was total silence. I gave my life to Christ. And I didn't go back, and I didn't waver, and I didn't change, and I didn't compromise for nobody. And he said, Mama, you're right. So does God know my name? Yes, he does. But I said, I'm not going to change when I get around people. Because God's been too good to me. I said, when I go to weddings, and sometimes they serve that Holy Ghost, spirit-filled, sometimes on the table. And sometimes the flesh is challenging. And everybody is looking. And it's put before you. You say, I wonder, should I just taste it? Ain't nobody here. The body of Christ is not here. It's looking at me. It's bubbling. It's the right color. All right, who looking? All right, I just gonna just sip a little. Then I put it aside. No. I gave up that years ago. Just because church folks are not here. I ain't gonna touch it. Then God says, well, I'm gonna put you over in Dubai. And I'll go there, and ain't nobody there know you. Oh, everybody drinking the fresh wine, and everybody. God said, well, you know, ain't nobody over there know you, Melody. All right, and it's just serving, and people dancing and shouting. And it's put before you. The aroma is sweet. Will you fall into temptation just because nobody is looking? Nobody looking. Nobody would tell it. But God is always looking. Woo! Does God really know your name? In Psalms 91 and 14, which we came out of, I looked it up in the Message Bible. And this blessed me. I was like, well, Lord, I never looked at it like that. But when I read the Message Bible, whew, it was deep revelation. It says, if you hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of trouble. I'll give you the best of care. If you only get to know and trust me, call me and I will answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you. Then throw you a party. Glory to God. I'll give you a long life. Give you a long drink of salvation. God says, I will know your name. Oh, glory to God. Does God really know your name? Shoot. My God, he knows my name. My God walks with me. My God even talks with me. Yes, my God, he knows my name. God says, see, when you serve a person, you serve them for life. Jesus gave his life. How can you not trust a man that has given his life? See, y'all missed the whole point. He came down in human flesh to be like us. But he gave his life. How can you not trust a man that would give his life just for you so that you can have a better life? He wants you to have a better life. Have you given up on? Do you really trust God? Are you frustrated with God because he didn't move on your time? Some of us, we got to be real. We get frustrated with God because he doesn't move when we want him to move. I'm making it real. But my God says that I will hold on to you for dear life. Once you make that commitment, God says, I'll be with you until the end. The word of God says also, I'll give you the best of care if only you get to know me. Get to know me. Get to know me. The key is get to know me. Get to know me. Take the time to get to know me. Get to know me. And the other key is trust me. Trust me. God never lies. Everybody else lie. God never lies. God never lies. So when you stand before God, does he really know your name? Or are you a counterfeiter? We got a lot of counterfeiters up in the church. Because we say we know him, but we really don't know him because we don't spend time with him. It's about us that have stopped trusting in what the word of God says. In the Message Bible, it says, call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. Whenever you go through bad times, Jesus says, I'm still there. I'm still there. He just wants you to trust me and see if you can hold on to the end. Because victory is at the end. He said, I'll come and even rescue you out of the pit and then throw you a party. Hallelujah. I love a God like that. You can go down to the pit. You think you're at the lowest low. He said, I'll raise you up again and make your enemies your footstool. Oh, glory. That's the kind of God I love. Then he said, I'll bless you with long life and give you that drink of salvation. Does God really know your name? I just can't serve no other God. I've been serving God since I've been 7, but I didn't have a relationship with him till I was 16. There's a difference. See, some of us joined the church, and that's all we did all of our lives. We'll just join a church. But God says you got to have a relationship with the Father. You got to have a relationship with him. Whoo, that's the, well, you know, I know my child going to heaven because, you know, my child joined the church. No, 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 no. Did you have a relationship with Jesus? Just like the Catholics. Oh, yeah, they went in John Church to sprinkle the water on, and they think that sprinkle of water going to take them on to glory. No, 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 no. God is looking for relationship. Ah, I can't serve no other God. See, I was brought up with no running water, no toilet, scared to dump the pot because I always saw a snake. But I learned to trust God. And I began to pray at an early age, Lord, if I have to dump this here pot, I don't want to see a snake. So I learned to talk to God at an early age. But I thank God for a praying mama. But most of all, I had a praying grandmama. See, I know that God heard their prayers. You see, I'm going to tell you a story. When my mother married my daddy, in my mother's household, they lived in a 2-story house. And in that house, it might have been 5 bedrooms, but my mama had running water back in the day. The reason why my grandmother was brought up in slavery time, but my grandmama had running water when everybody else in the neighborhood didn't have running water, see, because my grandmother worked for a doctor. My grandmother was very vocal. So my grandmother went and told the doctor, if I'm going to work for you and clean your floors and clean your children's butts, I want some running water. Amen. You have not because you asked not. Now, glory to God. My grandmama birthed 14 children. She said, God in heaven, I'm tired of priming this here well. Grandma Lacey was a bold woman, 4'11", little short thing. She went to that doctor, and guess what? All of a sudden, here come the trucks. Blah, 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 blah. She got that one in her house. They added a bathroom on her house. See, you don't tell me what. My grandma was a praying woman. But see, when my mother married my daddy, she went from that household to another 2-story household. But guess what? They ain't had no running water. So she married a man. She said, oh, Lord. That was an adjustment for my mama. You went from flushing the toilet, running water, to a house with nothing but a well. She looked around and said, Lord, in love about this. So guess what? My mama had a very hard time living in that kind of environment. I'm making it real. It was like she went from a palace to the pit, but she married out of love, birthed 4 children, and all of a sudden, that thing got to her. I want to go back to my mama. I can't live like this, mama. And you know what my grandmama told my mama? Go on back, child. Go on back. Now, that's what you married. But you know what? As a praying grandmama, you ain't going to be there long. Because I'm going to pray you out of that situation. How many grandmamas do we have like today? Pray your way out of that situation. And God in heaven knows that anointing hit my daddy one day. My mama made a stand. She said, look her here. We ain't living like this no more. I'm not going to bring my children up with no running water. Do you understand? My dad said, yeah, I got it. She said, you need to go out and better yourself. But see, a praying grandma. But if my mama had went on back, that wasn't the right thing to do. But my grandmama said, you got to deal with it. See, sometimes we don't want to tell our children the truth. Oh, glory to God. But are we praying grandmamas today? Are we praying mothers today? Are we leading our children the right way? Are we compromising the word of God? There's a better way. There's a better answer. God says, just trust me. Glory to God. Does God really know your name? When we look at Psalms 91 and the songs, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the what? The shadow of the Almighty. The Message Bible says you who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night with him sometimes. Shaddai shadow. Say this, God, you are my refuge. I trust in you. I'm safe with you. That's right. He rescues you from the hidden traps. Shields you from deadly hazards. Why can't you serve a God like that? Glory to God. Then the Message Bible says, his hug, outreach arms will protect you. Under them you're perfectly safe. His arms will fend off all harm. Oh, glory to God. Fear nothing. Oh, some of us are dealing with the fear. Fear nothing. When God gives you a new avenue, promotion, new challenges, he says, fear nothing. Just trust me. Glory to God. I'll work it out. No wild wolves in the night will come and hurt you. Not flying arrows in the day. The Message Bible says not diseases will prowl through the darkness. Not disasters that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies, right and left. These are your enemies. No harm will even glaze you. You'll stand untouched. Glory to God. Watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into your corpse. Y'all got that? The wicked will be your corpse. You will watch them fall. Glory to God. Yes, because God's your refuge. In high God, your very own home. Evil can't come closer to you. Harm can't even go through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. Now that's the kind of God I'm serving. He will send his angels to be encamped all around you. If you ever stumble, God says, they'll catch you. Oh, glory to God. Their job, the angel's job, is to keep watch over you from your falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick your young lions and serpents from the path. And then it goes back to our start. Does God know your name? If you hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of trouble. I'll give you the best of care. If only you get to know and trust me. Call on me. I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you. Glory to God. I'll rescue you. Then throw you a party. That's the kind of God I want to serve. Oh, glory be to God. That's the kind of God I want to serve. Glory to God. God knows my name. Glory to God. He knows my name. Hallelujah. Philippians 6:7. Let's read what Philippians says. In the book of the fourth chapter, and the fourth chapter, 6-7, God's word says, be not anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Prayer. God says prayer and petition. All you got to do is call out his name. God says, I will hear your prayer. When God says, when I know your name, every prayer request will be answered because I know your name. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Sometimes we don't thank God enough for everything that he's already done for you. God says you gotta be grateful. Teach your children to be thankful. Teach your children to say thank you when people bless you. Some adults don't even say thank you when people bless you. Oh, glory to God. You got to teach your children. Got to teach them. See, when you have brought your children up in the admonition of the Lord, your children will bless you because they are the fruit of your labor. So guess what? When your children start acting up, that's when you got to check yourself out. See, your children are the fruit of your labor and how you labor. When you bring them up in the admonition, my kids got strong mamas. They got strong godmamas and got a strong mama and got a strong daddy. So they can't help but be the fruit of your labor. Let me tell you, I'm proud of my children. I can say it. Proud to be a mother. Proud to be a grandmother. Because I see God working in my children. Because I planted the seed. Apollos watered the seed. And there's coming to pass. Oh, glory to God. My son, he's a planner, and his wife is a planner. And they organize. I said, set the goals, write the vision. I've taught them ever since they were babies. Set your goal, write it out, what you want. So about a month ago, he prayed. He said, well, I done talked to Jody, and I told Jody, I want at least 5 children. She said, oh, no, Jesse. Oh, please, Lord. I don't know if we can handle five children. He likes children. So she said, well, can we break it down? She said, well, how about three? He said, well, all right, I'll take the three. So, you know, they planned everything, right? The vision, right? The vision. So glory be to God. About a month ago, he said, well, Jody, he said, before the child come, we're going to come in agreement because this here house is not our house. She said, huh? Nope. This is your house. We got to get our house. All right? See, he said, I've taught them well. You ain't going to walk around here saying, this is my house. This is my house. Oh, no. He said, uh-uh. No. I am not in agreement. See, some people would deal with it. I got a house. But division will come. Amen. Cut that division loose. Just say, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. I have to have peace in my home. I said, thank God for Pastor Rock. Oh, we're going to cut this right or not. He said, oh, no, 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 no. Just said, nope, we're going to looking. And that's what they did. So they went looking for another home. He said, we got a baby on the way. And look, I want everything in place before this baby come. And Joseph was like, what? I want everything. Now, who that sound like? I want everything in place before the baby comes. He said, Mama, I said, what, baby? This is about a month ago. I prayed and we found something. I said, okay. All right. What you want me to do? He said, I ain't worried about faith. I done put this in God's hands. I said, glory be to God. One thing about Jesse, that boy don't worry about nothing. He put it in God's hand. I said, Jesse, did the house speak to you? When the house speak to you, then you know it's yours. He went back to the house again. Look at him. All right. He said, Mama, we in agreement? I said, okay, I'm going to pray. Are you in agreement? We in agreement. I said, what you want? He said, I want 5 bedrooms. I said, glory be to God. Okay, 5 bedrooms, okay. All right, I looked at the 4. I want 5. I said, glory be to God. 5 bedrooms, okay. 5 bedrooms. Last week, ling, 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 ling. I said, Baron, Mama, Jody got the key. 5 bedrooms. 5 bedrooms. Exactly what he wanted. It paid. You don't worry about nothing. You just give it to God. And that's what he did. But everything they wrote out, they wrote the vision. I keep telling y'all, write the vision. Write the vision. Write the vision. He wrote it down. They prayed about it. It came to pass. Teach your children. The word works. You don't have to do nothing. Trust in God. Because it works. Does God really know your name? See, when God knows your name, he gonna honor your prayer requests. He will make a way out of nowhere. I mean, Elaine is a prime witness. Diana, prime witness. She wrote that vision. She said, Mama, I got it. I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to get me a house while I here. I said, glory be to God. Yes, I heard the word. That's what she said. And guess what? She got her house. Because you got to write the vision. Even the Robinsons, they got one house. They got two. You know, God heard. He said, I heard it. Properties will come. I act on the word. Every time you act on the word of God, it will come to pass. God is favor. He loves to bless people. He loves it. It gives God joy. I was so, now let me tell you, even God said this. Sometimes we get jealous of our kids. Some parents get jealous when you see the blessings on them. But God says, I change that. I bless everybody. I just love everybody. I want you to have the best of things. I want it, but do you want it? Some of us are scared for the challenges. But God says, I'm there with you. I'm going to bless you, baby. I'm going to bless you. You just got to trust me. Glory to God. Woo, glory. Did we get anything out of this? Oh, glory. Let's go to 1 Peter. Woo, 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Does God really know your name? 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7, it says, humble. That's the key word right there. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may what? Lift you or exalt you up in due time. See, sometimes we want to rush. Yeah, we want to rush. We try to force God to do something for us. No, we can't force him. No, we can't force God. And God will tell you straight up, it's not your season. Glory to God. It ain't your season. Sometimes you gotta stay there just a little while longer. You know, because I wanted to retire last year. And God said, nope. I said, Lord, have mercy. He said, it's not time. You leave when I tell you to leave. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay, I'm going to be obedient. And in just in the last 2 months, I was sharing with Rock, when you know God has something great in store for you, I was sharing with him, you know, I deal with all kinds of spirits. In the school, and all kinds, Lord Jesus. So in the last 2 months, I got these group of girls, I call them my girls, and one is a lesbian, and the other one, well, I don't know, whatever. But Lord told me, you know, sometimes we can be so deep and spiritual, God says, you still got to show the lesbian spirit love. Amen. That's still a soul you got to save. And I said, oh, Lord, what you want me to do? And then God says, you got to show her love. Just keep on showing her love. And that's what I did. I was obedient. So every time the woman see me, you know, she been talking to me and I've been showing her love. So the other day, somebody has showed a picture, and they say, what a woman of God, and sent it to my principal. And my principal said, check your phone. I said, Miss Henderson, you know I don't check no phone. I don't look at no phone during the day. She said, check your phone. So I showed it to my husband, and there was the picture that somebody had Snapchat and said, what a blessed woman of God. And I had these kids, and I was telling Rock, in the mornings, they just come, and they the troubled children. But I told them, they look to me as the mama. And the other day, the lady took the picture, and I'm holding, and sometimes I told Pastor, I can't even shake them off my legs. They don't want to go to class. They want to stay with me. And I'm like, you can't stay with me. Go to class. And sometimes when they all come in, I be struggling with one of them. But you know, that's love. And then with this woman, all of a sudden, every day, she comes and I embrace her. And I hug her. And I told her for the last 2 months, baby, I love you. In tears, you can see the tears because she's battling with her identity. And God says, just show her love. Don't be so hardcore with people. Because Jesus says, when I walked on this earth, I still loved everybody. Whether they're homosexual, lesbians, gay folks, he said, you still got to show them love. Because they don't know what real love is. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. When you see tears in their eyes, they know your hug is genuine. Because that's a love they ain't never felt before. Glory to God. Don't tell me what God can't do. Whew. And I said, God, I know that's why my season wasn't finished yet. It's to show young girls crying out, I just want to be loved, because they can't get it in the world. I don't care where they go. You cannot get genuine love. That's why church folks got to stop abusing people. Stop abusing people. Stop abusing people. They just want to be loved. I don't care what they are. They just want to be loved. Whether they're alcoholics, dope addicts, whatever. Oh, love conquers everything. Show them love. Bring them to church, whether they're drunk, skunk, or whatever. Bring them. So what, they're on drugs? We can deliver them out of the anointing. The anointing breaks the yoke. Bring them on. Don't be embarrassed. Yeah, I smoke weed every day. Yeah, I drink a drink. Bring them anyway. 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 Bring them. Jesus. Yeah, they fornicating. Yeah, they shacking up. Bring them anyway. Bring them anyway. Break that yoke. Break the 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 yoke. Wow, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Love. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Yeah, they're living in sin. They got to stand before God. But we got to show them love. We the healing station. We the healing station. Stop judging folks. We the healing station. Shoot, glory to God. We the healing station. Oh, glory to God. We are the healing station. Shoot. You better get your household saved. We the healing station. Even this week, I had a meeting. I was telling my husband, they called me in the meeting Friday. We sitting in the meeting. You know, they still can't let it go. You know, what we going to do for next year? Miss Davis, can you come in the office? Well, next year I ain't going to be there, but, you know, they want me in the planning meeting, so I go in the planning meeting. And they say, you know, what we going to plan? I said, well, for one thing, I said, we need to start bringing the people together. I said, if you work with somebody 8 hours a day, you got to come up with something that we can fellowship, because you spend a lot of time with these people, but you really don't know these people. I said, let's do a function, a fellowship. My principal turned and said, a fellowship? Well, God, that sounds good. I said, let's bring them all together. Bring their children, husband, wife. Let's have a good time. Oh, we need to plan. I said, we ain't planning nothing. I said, we said good time. You ain't going to have no meeting. No, this is going to be happy time. And they were like, wow, we like that, Miss Davis. So we were talking about that. And then I said, well, by the way, I said, what's going on with so-and-so? I said, something all over. So my principal was like, what? I said, yeah, something all over that child. I said, what's going on with her? So the white principal, she over there said, oh, I said, what's wrong with you? Miss Henderson said, we just talked about this morning. How did you know? I said, because I see things in the spirit. So the white lady was like, Lord, you know. So she was like, whoo, this is deep. So it opened up her eye. See, people don't realize what you got in a building and start until God starts showing up in the building. So we got over that and we said, we got to help that woman. And then I said, by the way, I said, what's going on with so-and-so? She said, oh, how did you know that? I said, because I see it. And they said, oh, my God, you know what? That person's brother tried to commit suicide this morning. How did you know that? I saw it. That's why you don't know what people going through on your job. That's why we as believers can't act crazy. Because you got to be there to help your coworkers. You know, that, I mean, we don't find people, you know, these are educators. But yet your family member, as an educator, tried to commit suicide the night before. You don't hear that. But you never know what people are going through. I shared it with my husband. I said, you don't know what's going on in the body of Christ. We got this fake facade. You don't know who want to kill itself. That's why you got to have fellowship. That's why we got to have friends and family day. Break down the yoke. And I told Pastor, and we got to stop fellowship with our family. Start doing somebody else's table. Get to know your congregation. You can't keep hanging with the same people every year when we have friends and fellowship. Go to somebody else's table and start talking about them. Get to know your body of Christ. Amen. We got to, you know, that's why we bring friends and fellowship day. Get to know somebody else besides your immediate family. Amen. Because you never know what people are going through. Oh, y'all getting something out of this? Amen. Shoot. Let's look at Psalm 34. Psalm 34, 17 through 19. Shoot. Psalms 34. Does God really know your name? It says that the righteous cry out, and the Lord, what? Hears them. Let's read that again. The righteous, yes, 7, beginning with 34, 17. It says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He what? He delivers them from what? Some or what? Let's go back. When you are a righteous person, let's go back and read it again. So why are you suffering from anxiety? The word of God says, what? The righteous cry out, heard them. He delivers them from all It says some troubles. All their troubles. We shouldn't be suffering from anxiety. We should not be suffering from anxiety. We should not be suffering from anxiety. We should not be suffering from anxiety. When you are a believer in Jesus Christ, God hears your cries. We shouldn't be anxious about nothing. Sometimes we need to say no, short and sweet, because that's how I operate. Nope, not going to do it today. Goodbye, hallelujah, bye. See, some of y'all don't want to do it. You scared, that's my friend. Nope. Boss, I want you to do, nope. I tell my boss, nope, not doing that today, and walk on. I don't have no anxiety. Oh, no, We need to make decisions, just like with pastor, even with the pastor. Nope, we ain't doing that today. Sit down, nope. That's what you got to say. That's how you keep stuff moving. That's how you keep peace in your church. Nope, I don't think that's your season there. Sit down. Sometimes you need to sit people down. Sit down. When pastor tell you to do something, you got to do it. If he said cut off, cut off. What's so hard about that? Just be obedient. Oh, glory to God. I know I'm right today. I know I'm tight today. But that's when you get your blessing. When you're obedient. Glory to God. Shoot. When he tell you to move, it's time to move. Stop sitting on it and act on the word of God. Don't be anxious. Can't make a decision. What's wrong with you? Trust God. You either gonna say yes or no. Just do it. Why are you hemming and hawing on it? Just do it. Oh, glory. Okay, I'm getting in. I might be. Okay, all right. Songs, we're still in Psalms 34:17. He what? He delivers them from all their what? All troubles. And remember, God's not deaf. You can pray a prayer one time with God. He heard your cry. God just waiting for you to trust him. That's the key. When your prayers have not moved, it's not God. Who is it? It's you. Because you really don't trust him. You trying to work it out. You trying to play God. God said, let him play. It's going to take forever. Because they want to be the God. I'm going to sit back here and wait till they be obedient. Because they trying to do it. Okay, you want to do it? I'm going to sit back on my throne. Hey. My son was a prime example. All this happened in less than a month. Who moves on a house that fast? Nobody but God. Texas? Do y'all realize the market in Texas? He said one house he went to look at, that was a four-bedroom. He said, went to look at and put the bid on. He said, before he could put the bid on, they got home and said, house was sold. He said, good Lord. Jesse said, Lord have mercy. So he said, we'll just keep looking. But all this happened in less than a month. Because they trust God. I brought them up in the word. We brought them up in the word. We told them, don't compromise what the word of God says. Trust what the word says. Their faith level was there. They got what they wanted. And then some. We looked at the house. We said, my God,
Texas is big. Oh, glory to God. We went, and all Rock could say was, Jesse D, Jesse D. I mean, things are big in Texas. I was like, my God. But God answered prayers. But he wanted to see, what's your faith level? Where's your faith? I want to see how much faith you got. Or do you suffer from anxiety? Some of us can't think about a thing. Oh, I got to make a decision. Oh, God. What? You ain't trusting God. Just do it. Move where he tells you to move. Move when he tells you to move. Some of them got this great big chain on us. God says, move over there in the train. We can't even move because we got this ball and chain behind us. He told you move 5 years ago, and you still in the, you know, hey. He told you to move 5 years ago, and we still there. What's wrong with you? I told you to move out 5 years ago. You still there because we're not trusting God. Anxiety. We suffer from anxiety. Yeah, can't make a decision. Oh, Lord. A little quiet right now. Woo, are we getting something out of the word? Yeah. All right. Woo. It says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And he saved those who crushed in their spirits. And that's what he showed me this week. A lot of people are crushed in their spirits. We the answer to their problems. We got to show the real Jesus. See, we ain't fake Christians. A lot of fake and phony people out there. They just compromise. See, and that's why people are intimidated with me. See, because some people ride both fence. They play both sides. Oh, glory to God. That's another story. Right. Some of us are riding the fence, so the other people confused. It was like, well, my mama do this. How come your mama don't do that? Hey, this mama, don't play. You're going to see the real Jesus. It's going to be in me. I'm not compromising the word of God because I love my Jesus too much to compromise the word of God. I've been in the pit. I ain't going back to the pit because the palace is better. Glory be to God. Oh, glory. The palace is so much better. Child, when you've been in the pit, you don't want to stay in the pit. I'm going to tell you, pit stinks. I ain't going back to the pit. I'm living higher and higher and higher in Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord. Phew. It says the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord, woo, delivers him from what? Them all. Glory to God. Whew, that's a good word right there. That's a shouting moment. Glory to God. Woo! Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. That's a shouting moment. Let's look at Isaiah 40 and 31. Isaiah 40 and 31. Whew, Jesus. It says, but those who hope in the Lord will what? Renew their strength. They will soar on the wings like what? Eagles. Because our eagle soar above everything. They will run and not grow what? Weary. They will walk and not be faint. That's the righteous. Glory to God. Ooh. When you really know Jesus, here we go again. Nothing, absolutely nothing, absolutely nothing can stop. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. It says, be strong and courageous. Stop being weak Christians. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord, your God, goes with who? With you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Psalms 112 says through 6 and 8, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will remember forever. God says he will remember you forever. They will have no fear or bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in who? In the Lord. Their hearts are secured. They will have no what? Fear. In the end, they will look and triumph over their foes. That's Psalms 112, 6 through 8. Does God, does he know your name? And this is where I got my inspiration from a blessed woman of God. He knows my name. Does God know your name? Yeah. Little country, but I love it. Yeah, this is a time when you think about your situation. Yes. He knows my name. Lord knows. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's meditate on this. Yes. Yes. When God knows your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.